Hey there, sexy. You know what time it is. It's time for Naughty Gets In Tonight. That monthly show where you ask me naughty questions, and I give you answers to the best of my ability. As always, we have so many questions, so I'm going to just jump right into it. Our first question's from Sylvia. Sylvia has like a three-part question, so I'm going to start with part one, which is, do you like to have sex in front of mirrors? And do you think it's hot? Yeah, I'm very partial to having sex in front of a mirror. It's nice because you could be facing the mirror and I get to see all of you still, which I think is very appealing. I think just the ability to see more is just nice. So I'm definitely a fan of having sex in front of a mirror. I definitely think it's hot. The second part of the question is, what's my favorite method of making a girl come? Oral, fingering, or just penetration? Maybe. I think I'll surprise a couple people with this, but I'm going to say fingering probably. Like, penetration is great and oral is great. They're all obviously really great, but I don't know. I think there's something about fingering that's just a lot of fun. Just having that control with your hands, it's like just so tactile and you can like, I don't know, there's just something about the control you get when you're fingering versus the other. Like, oral is great. Going down on a girl is wonderful. And penetration is wonderful because we're both being pleasured. But there's just something about fingering that I just can't, like, I don't know. It's just like how tactile it is. I don't know how else to express it, but just like, I don't know. There's just something about controlling through fingering that just feels really nice. So I'm going to say fingering. And the last one of the three questions is, do you like girls with thick thighs? I love girls with thick thighs. Thick thighs save lives. Thanks for the question, Sylvia. I really appreciate it. The next question I have is from Riri. Hi, Knight. I hope you're doing well. I have a few questions for you. All right, so it's a four-parter. Part one. Do you like playing a song when you're having sex, or do you prefer no music? I'll put it to you this way. I don't need music to have sex, but it's nice to have music while having sex, you know? Like, if there's music, great. But if there isn't, it's not a deal breaker, so. I definitely like music while I'm having sex, though, if I had to pick between the two. So I'm going to say yes to music. The second part is top three things that a woman does to make you aroused. I don't even know where to begin. I think intentionally bending over in a seductive way is going to always be high up on that list for me. Like an intentional bend over is going to be killer. And like, it's going to distract me immediately. Putting her head in my lap is just going to do things to me. That's such a dangerous thing to do. Don't put your head in my lap unless you want, like, trouble. Yeah, like, putting her head in my lap, especially on her knees. If she's on her knees and she puts her head in my lap, it's game over. Like, she's asking for trouble. I mean, I was going to say undressing, like, just full stop undressing is just like, that's gonna cause yeah, I would say undressing, like, intentionally undressing for me is like, that's, yes, you're gonna immediately get it. I mean, there's so many more. It feels hard to be top three, but I'm gonna say those are the first three that came to mind, so for that reason I'll say top three, but there's definitely way more on that list. But those are the first three that like immediately jumped to mind when I was just thinking about it. Do you enjoy talking dirty more or hearing your partner talk dirty to you? Obviously hearing her talk dirty, because I just want to hear her. I want to hear her moan. I want to hear her talk. Like, I just want to hear her. I mean, I love talking dirty. Like, I love dirty talk, but I don't know. I want to hear her more than anything. Like, that's what I want to hear. Yeah. It's going to be her. It's always going to be her. Let's see. Part four. What is your thoughts on denying your partner to come? All right, last question. Okay, bye. Thoughts on denial. I think it's hard. I think it's really fucking hard. Because everything inside me wants you to come. Like, I really want you to come. Like, it's really hard for me not to want you to come. Like, telling you, especially telling you no, telling you that not to come is just so hard. Because that's, like, all I want is to make you come. And I, like, there's so much joy in getting you to come. So, like, it feels like I'm robbing myself of that joy, too, when I'm denying you. Like, it's so hard to be, like, no. Because, like, I just want you to so badly. So, it's tricky. So, yeah, it's hard. Denial's hard. Like, it takes so much fucking self-control to be, like, you can't come, which is crazy to think about, but it's true. I think it takes a lot of work for me to be like, no, don't come, because I really want you to. Like, I'd much rather overstim than deny. Like, for me, overstim is just a way more fun, like, punishment. Like, denial just feels cruel to me. At least you're coming with overstim. Like, you might be coming a lot, but at least you're coming. So I don't know. I think I'm team overstim over denial. But for me personally, I would rather be denied than overstimmed. I think, like, bring me to the edge and then don't let me come, rather than make me come and then overstim me. I am so more team denial for me personally. But if I'm giving it, I'm definitely giving overstim over denial. Denial's so hard. Thank you so much for the questions, Riri. I really appreciated them. Julia asks, hey Kay, dessert was such a delicious audio. Did you have any specific toy in mind when you were recording? Have you actually done something like that before? Yeah, a couple of times. Usually, like, not like across the table. Usually we're in a booth or something. So it's, like, way more secluded and private. But yeah. A couple of times. And did I have a specific toy in mind? Just any kind of Bluetooth wireless vibrator. Probably, like, a Love Sense vibrator, if I had to pick one. But that's just my preference. Oh, there's a second part to this also. Also, you mentioned a few times you love biting and leaving marks. Do you prefer to leave them in more hidden places for only you and your partner to see, like ass, thighs, or breasts? Or do you enjoy leaving them in more visible places, in appropriate settings, so others can see them and know that you belong to someone? So, I mean, I love biting in both, like, all of the above, I think. Yeah, definitely hidden places I'd love to bite, but also visible places, too. Neck is always, sometimes I get carried away, and sometimes I bite. I try not to bite the neck. The neck is very tempting to bite. But yeah, I love biting. Biting's so much fun. Yeah, leaving marks is great. I'm a sucker for doing it. So I'll literally bite and leave a mark anywhere I can. Oh. ass is great. Thighs are also great. Thighs are wonderful. I love biting the inner thigh bites. I know it's sensitive and you're going to be squeamish, but I'm sorry. I'm just going to have to hold you down and bite you. I think I answered the question right. Thank you so much for the question, Julia. I really appreciated it. I'll come back to this question because this might be a good one to end on. Courtney asks, hey Kay, do you prefer her on her back or on her stomach? On her stomach is great. I love, like, the feeling of her on her stomach. Like, it feels really good, but on her back, I want to see her. I want to, like, look into her face. I want to, like, see all of her. I want to be able to just, like, I don't know. Like, she can grab me. I can grab her. There's something about her when she's on her back that's just so much. She can wrap her legs around me. It's just, yeah, on her back is just so much better than, like, on her stomach is wonderful. It's great. Like, I love just being on top of her, being able to, like, push her down into the bed, like, grab her hair, grab, like, her throat. Just, like, you can manhandle her from on her stomach, but on her back, there's just something about on her back that's just so much better. Like, I could pick her up, like, I could transition to another, like, position from on her back. I could, like, flip around and she's riding me. Like, there's just so much more versatility on her back, whereas on their stomach there's, like, a little bit less versatility. So I'm definitely gonna do on her back. Yeah, 100% on her back. Thank you so much for the question, Courtney. I really appreciated it. Not rapid fire, just a simple question. Squirt or cream? And I don't mean the food or beverage. Why not both? Why not both? I don't know. Why are you making me pick? Gun to my head, I'd have to say squirt. But, I mean, I'm a sucker for cream, too. Like, creaming on my dick is so, like, So, like, I don't know. It's hard to pick one or, like, both. Don't make me pick. Don't make me choose. Just don't make me choose. It's just that easy. Thank you for the question, Anonymous. I really appreciate it. Savannah asks, hi, Knight. If only you could see your partner without clothes. What would you want to see more? No shirt? Or no pants, no underwear, and all that, too. You can only pick one. Love you. No pants. Yeah, I want to say no pants. 100% no pants. I mean, no shirt's great, but I'm going to say no pants. Yeah, if I can only pick one, no pants. Yeah. Yeah, no hesitation. No pants is my answer. Yeah. Thank you, Savannah. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, hi, Knight. I hope you're having a great day or night, knowing how awful your sleeping schedule is at this point. I was wondering, because this is a topic that eternally confuses me, but, like, how do guys pee? Does it just, like, come out? Or do they just wipe? Or, like, what happens? This is probably a stupid question, but I'm just so curious. Thank you. Yeah. So how do guys pee? Well, we just basically, as long as you're not hard, because if you're hard, it's a whole different story. But as long as you're not hard, you just start peeing and then you relax. And then, like, gravity takes, like, control. It's like a siphon. Like, once it starts, it just keeps going, basically. And then when you're done, you just kind of give it a couple shakes first, and then after you give it a couple shakes, then you give it a wipe. And then that's it. Yeah, then you flush the toilet and wash your hands, and that's basically how you pee. I will give one caveat. If you're hard, peeing is a whole different fucking story. It's such a pain in the ass. You essentially can't do it when you're hard. Like, try as you might, it's, like, impossible to pee if you're hard. So, if a guy needs to pee, please don't turn him on, because he won't be able to do it then. But yeah, I think I gave all the mechanics. How do you guys pee? When does it come out? What happens? Yeah, I think I answered it. Thank you for the question, Anonymous. I really appreciated it. Honey asks, what position do you enjoy more, when eating a woman out, when she's on her back or when she's sitting on your face? Sitting on my face. 100% sitting on my face. Yeah, definitely sitting on my face. In a direction where she can, like, grab the top of my hair. Like, when she's, like, as she's, like, riding my face, she can grab, like, my hair, or she can, like, pull my head up into her, or just, like, push me down. Like, doesn't matter. And all of the above. 100% sitting on my face. Sitting on my face is superior. It's just so good. It's amazing. And then my hands can be just, like, I can grab her ass. I can, like, run my hands everywhere. I can be all over her thighs. Like, it's just, Yeah, definitely sitting on my face. definitely sitting on my face. Thank you so much for the question, honey. I really, really, really appreciate it. Anonymous asks, do you like it when a girl squirts on your face? Yes. Just yes. Like, in the same vein as her sitting on my face as I'm eating her out. Like, if I'm just doing that and then she all of a sudden just starts squirting all over my face, I would love that. I would fucking love that. 10 out of 10. So, yeah, I would love it if she squirted my face. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really appreciate it. Anonymous asks, what's your opinion on body hair down there? I am definitely a fan of it both ways. Like, if you have no hair, that's wonderful. If you have it, like, trimmed up, that's great. If it's, like, long and natural, that's totally fine, too. Like, none of it's going to stop me from going down on you. None of it's going to stop me from fucking you. Like, that doesn't make a difference. It really doesn't. So it's whatever's most comfortable for you, honestly. Like, whatever you like the best. Because for me, like, all of it's great. Like, there really isn't a preference. Like, all of the above is great. Because at the end of the day, I'm into you. So however you come to me is kind of, like, what I'm into. So if you want to shave, you can. If you don't want to shave, you can. So it's completely up to you. Thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. Anonymous asks, are you a boxer or brief kind of guy? If boxers, do you like tight or loose fit? I am definitely a boxer, and I have both. I have both loose fit and I have tight fit. right now it's probably more tight fit than loose fit, but I do occasionally wear a loose fit. Loose fit's like just comfy. It's just comfy to wear, but like more often or not. Like if I'm going out, I'm definitely wearing tight fit, so. Thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. Anonymous asks, hey, Knight, have you ever tried beaded thongs with a partner? And how do you feel about them? I definitely have. And I like them. They're pretty good. I don't think they can be really uncomfortable to wear for like long periods of time. So that's my only downside. Like if you're going to be on a long date night, like, it's not great. Also, if you're going to go on, like, roller coasters, you might not want to wear them. But beyond those, like, edge cases, they're not bad. I think they're cute. I think they're fun, especially for, like, surprise lingerie. They're wonderful. They're definitely good. Definitely, you got to find a comfy pair, though. You got to find a pair that, like, where the beads are the right size for you. Because some beads are too big, some beads are too small. So you got to find your bead. But if you have your bead, then yes, I approve. Thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. ZZ asks, sorry if the question might be too TMI, but you said you've come once 10 times in a day. Was that back to back? By the way, I'm not judging, just really curious. I didn't think you were judging. So it wasn't all back to back. I think the most that were back to back was probably, it was like 5 times in like 3-ish hours. And then the other were just kind of sprinkled throughout the day. But it was with a partner, so it wasn't like I was doing it on my own. I think on my own, there's no way I could get to 10. But yeah. So, dude, over the course of a day, I mean, I think I could have probably gone over 10. I think I could have done more. But yeah, 10 is my limit. I don't think I've done more than 10 in a day. So I hope that answers your question, CZ. I really appreciate it. Thank you for asking. Anonymous asks, hey Kay, would you be the type of boyfriend to not let her post bikini pictures or go out in revealing clothes? I know some guys don't like it when their partners wear revealing clothes when it's not for them. Thank you for answering. Yeah, she could post whatever she wants on Instagram. She can wear whatever the fuck she wants. Honestly. Like, I trust her. I don't think she's going to do anything. So, yeah, she can wear what she wants. She can post what she wants. I'm not going to control her like that. So, thank you for the question. I really appreciate it. All right, let's see. We'll do 2 more. Linz asks, roughly how many times a week do you jerk off? Not for an audio, just for yourself. Times a week. I feel like time a week varies. I want to say like at least once a day. At least once a day. Sometimes twice, but at least once a day, I'd say. Yeah, at least once a day. Yeah, so 7, I guess, would be my answer. Like, conservatively 7. But, yeah, 7, give or take. Thank you so much for the question, Linz. I really appreciate it. All right, final question from Christina. Hi, Kay. I hope you're doing good. I feel like phone sex can be really awkward. What are some things as a guy you'd like to hear on the receiving end? Literally anything. Like, well and truly anything. Like, whatever you want. Just hearing you is all that we really want to hear. Like, if you can tell us what you're doing, if you can say how it feels. I mean, there's really nothing you could say that would be wrong. Like, if you just say how much you want them right now, like, how fucking badly you want them, like, how much you need them, like, how much you want them to touch themselves, and, like, be like, I don't, like, yeah, like, I'm trying to invert it, but, like, the way I would do it would be, like, oh, play with your pussy for me. Oh, that's, oh, I know you're gonna come. Are you going to come for me? Have you been touching yourself for me? You're such a bad girl. Why do you think I should let you come? Huh? Do you think I should let you come? Do you think you deserve it? Oh, do you fucking deserve it? Well, give me a reason. Give me a reason to make you come. I want to hear you beg. Because I like making you beg. One more time. Like you fucking mean it. Because if I don't hear it, you're not going to fucking come. Because if you behave, I'll come too. Look at that. Are you going to be a good girl now? Are you going to be a good girl for me? Say it. That's a good girl. That's a very good girl. How does it feel? Tell me how it feels. I want to hear what you're doing. What are you doing? Oh, keep going. Oh, don't stop. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're getting close. Oh, you're getting close. Oh, there you go. Oh, fuck. That's it. Yes, you have to be patient. You need to come with me. I want you to come with me. I want you to come at the same time. Oh, fuck. I'm so fucking close. Oh, fuck. Make me come. Yeah, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's it. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, he says you can, fuck it. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. So, like something like that, maybe. yeah, just really just talk about what's going on. And just describe what you're doing, and that should be more than enough. But I think the real trick is confidence. Like, you just gotta know you're sexy. Because you are. You're desirable. So you shouldn't feel awkward or worried. So the next time you have phone sex, just be confident. Know what you want. You'll get it. Thank you so much for the question, Christina. I really appreciated it. And with that, that brings us to the end of Naughty Kid Tonight. If you would like to ask me a naughty question, there should be a link down below in the doobly-doo where you can ask me whatever naughty question you like. I hope you have a great